Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's going down, down, woo! Baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
If TikTok is good at one thing, they're really good at digging up some old receipts and memories. And this week, fans of Lady Gaga found an old hate page that people made of her when she was in college. So this was back in the day when she went to NYU and her classmates, not her friends for sure, her classmates made this Facebook page called Stephanie Gramata, You Will Never Be Famous, which is Lady Gaga's real name.
So joke's on you.
It was a whole page about how she'd never make it, and they made all these terrible postings about her, making fun of her, yada, yada. So fans of Lady Gaga found that page and screenshotted it this week, posting on TikTok like a comparison of this hate page and then a picture of Lady Gaga with all of her various accolades and awards that she's won over the years. And so people like really gained traction on this video, and Lady Gaga actually commented and reacted to it by saying, "Some people I went to college with made this way back when." She said, "This is why you can't give up when people doubt you or put you down. You got to keep going."
Truth, man. Haters are going to hate. Doubt. And sometimes it can feel like exhausting in any industry, but especially in the entertainment industry, where you feel like you're never going to make it. And so many people have told you that, like, you suck. You're not anything. And then all of a sudden you become Gaga.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like, honestly, this made me really sad for one. And it also gave Lady Gaga like a more realistic feel to me. Like, sometimes when you see superstars who are always in the spotlight, you know, they have so much money, so much fame, you think like, man, they've always just had it good. And so it really is a reminder that to get to the top, no matter who you are, where you are, people are going to try to bring you down. Yeah. So clearly keep going and you'll end up like Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go. It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
So before we get to what's going on with Halsey's relationship, I wanted to stop and congratulate Cardi B because she just shared that she gave birth to her third baby with rapper Offset. It's a little baby girl. She posted a whole carousel on Instagram with different pictures and videos, writing the caption, "The prettiest little thing." Cardi B looks gorgeous. This baby is bundled up so cute. So super excited for Cardi B and Offset for welcoming their third baby into this world.
So happy for them. Just hope they can figure out whatever the hell's going on with that relationship.
Yes,
on again,
exactly.
Off again. She said they're actually going to go through a divorce this time. Okay.
Wow.
Well, she looks good with the baby. That's all I know. And Offset was there in some of the pictures. So now moving on to Halsey. This is a little sus to me. So Halsey just recently confirmed her engagement with Avon Georgia. And if his name doesn't sound familiar, for one, I'm probably saying it wrong. And for two, he is Beck from Nickelodeon's Victorious, if you know him.
Yep.
And the way that she announced her relationship wasn't as clear as when Cardi B announced her birth announcement, because all Halsey did was correct a social media post. There was a social media post calling him Halsey's boyfriend, and she commented in like with the little asterisk and said fiance.
Really?
So that's how she announced it. But what's even more weird is just hours before she corrected this on social media, she did an interview with Entertainment Tonight where she said that she hopes to marry him. That's all she said. And I think that's a weird thing to say about your fiance. Like, yeah, I hope I marry him one day. Wouldn't you say he's my fiance?
Right. I feel like Halsey went dark for a while because of those health issues. And we didn't know a lot about her relationships, what was going on. And now she's like releasing that music video for Ego and coming back out. I think she just wants to get these stories correct about her, but it just seemed like she's doing it in a really weird way instead of just being very
clear. If I was the dude from Victorious, I'd be like,
I hope so too.
Yeah.
Because I
planned the wedding. Sorry.
You know, I don't know when that interview was done though. They could have been, sometimes they do those interviews and they don't get like released for like a week or two because they have to.
Just think that's the only thing we've heard is like her correction.
Yeah, that's true. Like never like come out like publicly saying we're engaged.
Yeah. Who knows? I mean, I know that statements and stuff can get released and recorded at different times, but I just thought that was pretty unique. Like I feel like it should be a little bit more of a happier thing instead of like, yeah, hope it goes through.
Or maybe it's good that they didn't make it a big deal and they're just keeping the relationship casual.
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll never know with Hollywood. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.